talking with Shelley Lynch today, Canadian country artist. So welcome, Shelley.
Thank you.
Great. And you have a single out.
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, I could. there are six children in my family, five mm-hmm. girls and one boy,
mm-hmm.
and all guitar players.
Okay.
And we started off playing in church.
Mm-hmm.
And then my oldest sister taught me how to play guitar, and it just kind of went down the line, you know. I'm second youngest, and I'm the one that actually just took it a little bit further than the rest of them.
Okay, good, yeah. Good. So, you've always loved to write, I've been reading here.
Yes, yes. Sometimes not so, and sometimes I do because it wakes me up in mm-hmm. the middle of the night, and sometimes I get angry that I'm gifted, and other times I'm really thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such a hard career to pursue, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of fun, and I love it. And I just couldn't imagine a life without it.
Okay, well, that's great. Are you still based in Fernie, B.C.?
I am, actually. We live a little bit south of Fernie.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as my kids say, in the middle of nowhere. We're
mm-hmm.
actually on a farm,
okay.
a 40-acre farm,
mm-hmm.
South of Fernie. So, yeah. That's where we're at.
Okay, great. Now, this is your second album, I believe?
It is, yeah.
Okay, good, good. And your music is not only popular in Canada, I was reading it's also very popular over in Europe, in Denmark and Holland, too.
It is, actually. And this is, I'm just getting back into it again.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out of the music world for about, I don't know, a few years. And I just received an email, actually, from Holland this morning, and they've just received the Dream Big CD over there, and they're airing it already, so that's really cool.
Okay, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still an independent label?
I am, so far, but I'm also with CD Baby, which is, they have digital distribution.
Okay.
So anybody can, it's a way that if you don't have a label distributing your album, at least people can buy it online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's online with iTunes, Napster, PayPlay, and just about every distribution that you can get that has downloads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So you can get your album online and get some information, too, about you. Do you have a website?
I do, shelleylynch.net.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
And that's Shelley, and Lynch is Lynch.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, great. So have you done a lot of touring this year?
I'm just getting back into it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few, it looks like, anyways, that I'll be on the breakfast shows. They're with Bell Express View
mm-hmm.
on City TV.
Okay.
Probably Calgary, Vancouver, and Edmonton so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few gigs in between. So
mm-hmm.
it's a slow start, but it's enough for me right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Good. And I imagine you have a lot of support from your family, too.
I do, a lot, yep. They're great.
That's good. Now, your day-to-day life kind of influences the writing of your songs, I believe? Or?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does just about anything, anywhere. It's, you know, when I was a lot younger, I had a hard time telling people the way that I write songs because
mm-hmm.
everybody would ask, how do you write songs? And it's not, excuse me, it's like somebody else taking a pen
mm-hmm.
and writing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it. It's an influence from what I've done,
mm-hmm.
but it's obviously gifted.
Mm-hmm.
I can have ideas in my head and try and sit down and write a song, and it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, just at the spur of the moment, for example, there's a song in there called You Can't Look Back,
mm-hmm.
and I remember a gentleman coming over to our house, a friend of ours, and saying, you know, if you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to crash, and I was like, wow, that would be cool to put that in a song, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
It didn't matter how hard I tried, and then about 6 months later, I was sitting waiting for my son at the bus stop,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking in the rearview mirror, and I was like, oh, that song, I got to write it, and all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
it just came to me, and I had to zip to my private studio
mm-hmm.
and go, and we wrote it. I'll bet you in 4 hours the song was written, the production was done, everything. It was just done.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it was really cool.
That's great. Any other country artists that have maybe inspired you along the way?
You know, I'm inspired by a lot of artists. I don't even have a real favorite
mm-hmm.
because there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of Bryan Adams or
mm-hmm.
Loverboy, those types of rock bands. And then when I got into my early 20s, I think I started listening to Alan Jackson
mm-hmm.
and King George, of course, you know, those type of people, Reba McEntire,
mm-hmm.
Martina McBride, I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many. I mean, you can't, you know, they're so awesome.
Okay.
All the singers, Shania.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was reading that you did one of Shania's tunes there, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and that actually got into number 10 over in Holland, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
And, well, actually, hers was on number 10,
mm-hmm.
and I had to go look that up today, actually,
mm-hmm.
because the same radio station is the one that's airing the song starting
mm-hmm.
today,
mm-hmm.
and it's right here in front of me. Yeah, she's number 10, and I look back on that, and
mm-hmm.
my song is, like, number 4.
Wow.
That's very cool.
It's pretty neat, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. So what are your plans for this year?
For this year, we're actually getting together a video for
mm-hmm.
the next release that's coming out.
Oh, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I had done a Walk Through Life video that was aired overseas, but not in Canada, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the next release will be with CMT and radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
And work together with that. So we're working on that. Plus, we're working on, you know, getting together with these gigs and trying to organize time is very
mm-hmm.
important because I'm self-employed as well.
Okay, I was reading
so,
that. You're into the
yeah.
organic food business?
We are, yep.
Okay, that's pretty neat, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So you're very busy there. What do you like to do in your spare time? Do you have much of it?
You know what? I don't have a lot of spare time, but
mm-hmm.
I love spending time with my kids when
mm-hmm.
I do,
mm-hmm.
because that's any spare time I have, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that they're okay. And, you know, we go, it's outdoor here, so we do a lot of sledding in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
The summer we live right beside a lake, so we go swimming, and
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of fun out here. Great place to live.
Okay, I can imagine. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
BC's great. Anything else you'd like to add about yourself, your music, or your website, Shelley?
Just encourage people to go to the website, and you can listen to songs there free.
Mm-hmm.
They're just part of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much download the music from any digital download site now in the world.
Mm-hmm.
CD Baby has done well with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that wants bookings, they can definitely call me, or if there's a radio station that we've missed, even
mm-hmm.
going through, you know, give us a call or
mm-hmm.
pop us an email, and we'll definitely get back to you.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Shelley, and we wish you all the luck in your music and your
thank
career.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the interview.
Oh, thank you.